It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Happy Waiver Wednesday to all of you who celebrate.
Should I be closing my tabs here of transactions on Yahoo?
You want to talk it through? Why you spent what you spent? Why you did what you did? Let's talk about what you got and what you didn't get. Let's talk about your free agent offers that hit and that didn't. If you spent too much money, we'll be here to talk you down.
Your league is living under a rock if he is still available.
It's worth a flyer. It's one of those, if anybody's going to make that mistake, it's going to be me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. With Waiver Wednesday in mind, this is now a J.K. Dobbins show.
Okay. Yeah, you went for him?
I mean, I needed help at running back and guillotine.
He's been good.
This is for anybody.
He's their feature back.
You know, right. Yeah, I mean, I bid big. I overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we really like his presence in the room.
Yeah. This is what it says to the rest of the guys.
That's right. That's
that we're
right.
Going for it.
It's we pushed in. And they're interviewing all of our players and saying, like, you know, anytime you see ownership make a move like that, why don't we refer to ourselves as ownership more often in fantasy football? Ownership.
We're ownership. Because you're also the GM.
Yeah, but you are ownership.
And the coach.
Management. Management decided to make a big play here.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
So believe in the group.
Yeah. If you are in a guillotine league, it's right about now starting to get good. Where every week the players that are available are good.
Because
you're down to 10 teams-ish, 11. So however many you had.
I mean, we're halfway through.
About halfway through the season.
Halfway through the regular season.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
We're 8 games in. So if you had an 18-team league, now it's down to 10. And those, if you anybody plays fantasy in a 10-team league, those are strong teams.
Yeah, I think our league is down to 12, but we're in a league that has double elimination weeks. Like my other guillotine league's down to 10. Yeah.
But even then, if it's down to 12, I mean, that's good players hitting the wire every single week.
We're down to a normal size week or league.
Right.
A normal size league.
Instead of a 20-team league where you're really picking at scraps.
Yeah.
So it's a J.K. Dobbins show. What else? Got a little Aaron Jones in another league.
I got some T. Higgins in our guillotine league, although that's risky because I don't know if he's going to play this week. He's been on and off the injury report all season.
Listen.
And he's been the same thing where it's like surprise inactive on Sunday, like, oh, T. Higgins is questionable. He'll play. Nope, not playing.
Yep.
Out of the game. That happened early in the season, happened this past week. So we'll see what we get this week.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Once you get some guillotine years under your belt and you are ready to kind of graduate up to the next level of guillotine is when you will bid on injured players because they're cheap. I bid on Antonio Brown would be a hell of a gamble. I bid on A.J. Brown weeks ago when he had the hamstring injury. $100. Like, A.J. Brown, he's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Guess who's sitting on my bench that I bid on 2 weeks ago?
Mike Evans.
Nico Collins.
Great example.
One more game and then he's back.
Exactly.
So I gotta make it through one more week and then I just have Nico Collins.
Yeah. It's a little gamble, but you know, save a roster spot. That's what I did with AJ Brown and he's good now.
Yeah.
So
I'm not gonna lie though, that guillotine league, I'm a little nervous because I don't love having a lot of guys in the same game. Because if you get the wrong game script, that's how you fall.
Or weather,
yeah. And just kind of how it's fallen this year. Like, this league we're talking about, like, in my lineup this week, I have Cooper, Kincaid, and Waddle.
Well,
and I feel like that's a little risky for a league like this to have those three guys all in the same lineup.
Yeah, that's probably right. On Bills Dolphins, one name that's out there in a lot of leagues is Tua.
Right. Yeah.
What do you do with Tua? And seeing his name on any waiver wire for me, it's like, well, maybe I'll wait a week.
Yeah.
And he's not going to put up numbers against the Bills, right?
You would never play him against the Bills.
Almost
right?
Never. Almost never.
Has he ever had a good out? What's his best output, you think, against the Bills? Does he have a 300-yard game?
No.
Does he have a two touchdown, no pick game? Like, does he have anything that's relatively good?
His highest yardage output, it was 282.
Against the Bills?
On 35 attempts with a touchdown and a pick.
I think we also should not count, I'm looking back at his game line, we should not count that that January game where the Dolphins needed to make the playoffs and they got romped by the Bills because he put up a lot of garbage time.
He put up 361 in that game.
Yeah, but he threw the ball 58 times.
Right.
And he also had 3 interceptions.
Yeah, I've got his two best games, Tua in Buffalo. See how we just shifted from fantasy football right to Bills Dolphins?
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, come on. They don't teach this stuff. His two best games against the Bills won by 36 and 28.
So he was just racking up garbage time.
Not 36. 30. It was 56 to 26.
Like 22, 32 to 29 is the score. He has 234 and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
That might be your best case scenario. Well, maybe your best case scenario is the Bills run away with it and he just starts chucking up, you know, garbage time yards.
He has 7 touchdowns and 10 picks against the Bills.
Brutal.
It's kind of amazing. He only has 7 career touchdown passes against the Bills.
And he's played them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 games against the Bills and he has 7 touchdowns. One of those he left early. 21, yeah, he only threw 4 times.
There is a game 1-for-4 for 13 yards.
Is that 3 Bills games then he's left with injury? By the way, because that 21 week 2 game he left early on, and I think Jacoby Brissett came in. I guess he didn't leave the one where he wobbled and fell.
He did leave and came back.
He left and came back.
So, yes, he has left a Bills game three times with injury.
Yeah.
Man, take a week off, buddy.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, I mean, like, there's no reason to believe he's at it. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't think so. There's reason to believe he's at more risk in this game, but, like, whatever. Just. And he got a standing ovation for sliding last week. Like, if you're a Dolphins fan, I feel like every time he is near another football player, it's like, hold your breath, like, that he's going to be okay here. You can't even say, though, anymore, like, hey, he's one concussion away from retirement, because that might just not be the case. We've said that 3 times in a row, I think.
Especially because, you know, you're talking about fearing him getting hurt. We see, and I'm, again, this is a little bit half serious. Tua is not quite, but depending on the definition, an MVP candidate. When he plays, their offense is good, and when he doesn't, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrid. You can't. Jordan Love, he steps out. Malik Willis goes in, and grant, you know, this is a point about the coach is better.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to isolate MVP, or if you're trying to isolate a player's impact, very few have a higher one than Tua to their offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. So I'm not actually making the case he'd be the MVP. And I know that we now live in a world where constant weekly MVP discussions have become very normal in the NFL, mm-hmm. just the way that it works. I don't know when we just decided to do that every single week. Last year felt like the jumping off point for this, where every week it's about who's the MVP, who's the MVP. I was thinking about this yesterday. So a lot of Bills fans want Allen to win the MVP.
And he's now the favorite.
He is.
But so almost everywhere.
The regular season ends. When does he get it? When's the award?
Is it right before the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I think it's before the Super Bowl.
I was trying to think of the day the MVP award is given out or announced in the NFL.
Is it? Do we not know because we usually know? You know what I mean? Like we kind of know who the heavy favorite is by the end of the regular season, and then it's okay. Like how long do we know Lamar Jackson was going to win the MVP before he actually won the MVP?
Right. What was last year's Super Bowl? What day was it? That's Chiefs and 49ers number 2.
Yeah, it's going to be February.
That game
something.
I'm looking it up right now just to make sure. To make this point. So that game is, I'm on the game score page. It doesn't tell me what the date.
February 11th.
Okay. So 3 days before is when the MVP gets announced.
Okay.
And it'll be odd, I think, if the Bills are not in the Super Bowl and we are celebrating Allen winning an MVP. What kind of celebration will there be? You're right. Like a lot of times, it's known who's going to win it. What happens? The season ends. We all think he's got it in the bag. He was the best. The Bills were the 2 seed.
Yeah.
But he had a great year. And are we waiting for that 3 day before the Super Bowl Thursday evening?
Yeah.
Award show.
Or it might feel like it's just inevitable. Right?
But even if it's inevitable, people are going to watch to see it and feel
that
validation that Allen has finally been honored in a way that he probably should have been by now, or at least he's certainly deserving of by now.
Well, what happened? I wonder how this went for Baltimore last year. Now, Lamar already has an MVP, so that makes it a little bit different. But what kind of celebration do you have for Jackson when you just lost to the Chiefs and you're winning your MVP, and meanwhile, what? You don't have to care about the social media part of it, but a Chiefs fan's going, oh, congratulations on your trophy. We'll play in the Super Bowl.
They lost to the Chiefs on the 28th, and he got the MVP. January 28th, he got the MVP on February 8th.
Okay.
So you lose. 10 days later, here's an award.
Right. Maybe you would almost celebrate it more had you had more space between your end of season and the MVP. I don't know.
Shouldn't it be given out the day the regular season ends?
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
It's a regular season award.
It is. Throw a vote in. What's up? Who won it? Right away. They give out they give out the Conn Smythe for playoff MVP during the Stanley Cup ceremony.
Right.
Everybody writes down a vote. Boom. Tallied up. Here's Connor McDavid won. And he's thinking, I don't care.
Yeah.
So the regular season MVP, you could probably have a vote from all the MVP voters. You know what you're going to do? You're going to vote at halftime of the last game of the season, and then that guy's going to get the award immediately after the game.
What about, do you know how the NBA does this? The NBA might have this right, the way they do it. So they will announce, because it's a regular season award, I believe I have this right, that they will announce the MVP at the end of the regular season. So they'll do this. They'll announce it. But they will award the MVP and the trophy to the player at his home playoff game.
That's a great idea.
Like when Jokic won it a couple years ago, whenever the Nuggets' first home playoff game was, before their first game tips off, there's a little ceremony, Adam Silver with the trophy and Jokic at center court. And then they start the playoff game after that.
And what are the chances in the NFL this player doesn't have a home playoff game? I think it's slim.
Oh, it wouldn't have happened in the last 10 years, right?
You're talking about a wild card team guy getting it.
I think the last time that happened was like 10 years ago. I think Peterson was the last time.
No.
So, yeah, you would have the home playoff game. That would be then, okay, so Allen wins it, and then you're hosting the Steelers in the wild card round, and here comes Roger Goodell to present him the trophy.
Yep.
That would be infinitely better.
Yeah, then the Thursday before the Super Bowl, wherever.
At an award show in wherever the Super Bowl is,
however
right?
they do it.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
We're at a concert hall, and we're going to give Allen the MVP. That would be so much better. I think the NHL does the award show too, though, by the way. Like the Hart trophy. Like they'll give it out.
They've just canceled it.
What?
The NHL's not doing an award show anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to lose all that elite entertainment value, though, that we get, and all those A-list guests.
Yeah. No more. Well, there will be no award show this season.
Okay. Aren't they also cutting the draft out?
Yes.
Huh.
On location? Yeah. Central location for the draft is being cut.
Right. All right. NHL minimizing things over there?
I guess. Because
at least canceling some of their big events that.
When the NHL canceled the award show, the joke going around Twitter was pretty similar to one that you just make. It's like, what's going to happen to all the C-level bands?
Right.
Well, the celebrities that you don't know who right. come in and tell you how big a hockey fan they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 2009, One Republic is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, good morning. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. The Allen MVP conversation, I don't know. I don't really know how interested in it I am. It's definitely worth keeping tabs on. I ranted a little bit, mini rants to you last year that I kind of sounded like an old man yelling at a cloud. I understand that. But last year I got to why do we do this every week? Because we did. It was
the rolling standings.
It was, is Dak the MVP? And then they got hammered by 30 points. Like, well, I guess he can't win it anymore. Mm-hmm. And Lamar won the MVP the day they went to San Francisco and blew him out. That was it. It was over. Like, okay, that's it. Lamar's the MVP now. It was just decided. For the Bills, is that the case if they beat the Lions?
Or the Lions?
Lions.
If he beats the Chiefs and the Lions, isn't that it?
Maybe.
Because it's Mahomes and Goff. He's not going to beat Lamar. I really don't think they're giving it to Lamar, by the way. Like, you're really, this is another one where, like, what is MVP? What are we doing? What are the odds? Are we trying to just judge what they're doing week to week, or are we trying to judge what voters are thinking? Because to me, some of this is not maybe how it should be, but aren't voters going to punish Lamar Jackson for his playoff success? Aren't they going to say, yeah, I'm not giving you another MVP, and then I look like a clown because you get it after you fail in the playoffs again?
It'd be impossible for me to disagree with that. Because even if voters don't consciously think that, I think that they would subconsciously think that. If we keep giving this guy the MVP and he loses in the playoffs every year, we end up, people say, how did he win? What happened?
The MVP almost feels like it loses credibility, maybe, in a way.
Maybe.
It really doesn't, but like someone could think that, I guess.
The whole exercise, especially last year. Last year, Aaron Schatz was the one guy that didn't vote for Lamar, and he was shamed. He was called out publicly by Stephen A. Smith on that.
He's called a Bills homer.
You called a Bills homer.
Of all people.
Because he was the one person that thought Lamar was not the MVP.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a club or if it's like peer pressure. There's a lot with it that's complex. There's a lot that's probably pretty simple. I mean, it's only a quarterback award now. That's official. Who are the candidates?
Do you want to name all the quarterbacks that are ahead of Derrick Henry right now? Derrick Henry is the first non-quarterback listed.
Okay, the quarterbacks ahead of Derrick Henry are Mahomes, Allen.
Yep.
Lamar.
Yep.
Goff. I don't want to say Burrow because the Bengals are three
Not
and five.
Burrow, but he's right behind him.
Still right behind him.
Yep.
Is Jordan Love there somewhere? He missed games.
Not
so
Jordan
that's
Love.
Probably not right.
Here are the other ones. Brock Purdy.
Purdy, of course.
Kyler Murray. C.J. Stroud. Jaden Daniels. Jalen Hurts.
Jaden Daniels is a fun answer.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is a really fun answer. Show up year one, you're 6-2.
Yeah.
He might have a good case.
He might. Yeah.
I mean, granted, there is an award for him, Rookie of the Year. But if they finish... If the Bills and the Commanders finish with the same record and the same seed, what kind of case does Jaden Daniels have?
Pretty good. Would be, honestly, someone I might want to say should get it over Allen. As tough as that is to say.
He's only got seven touchdown passes.
How many rushing?
Is he
stacking up with rushing touchdowns? Maybe not actually, because they are kicking so many field goals.
He's got nine total touchdowns.
Okay.
So let's take him off the board there.
But what he's doing, he has turned around a dysfunctional organization like
immediately.
Instantly. Yep. One of the jokes of the league for 20 years that. When's the last time? That's not even a team. Well, you tell me, because in my lifetime this hasn't been true. But with the Dolphins, we're still looking for our next Marino. For the Broncos, it's next Elway. For the Bills, we're still looking for our next Kelly. The Commanders are looking for their next
Mark Rippon.
Right. Like, did they ever have one?
RG3.
They had Super Bowl teams
for 5 minutes.
But did they ever have like the all-time great quarterback?
No.
So he's maybe
Theismann. I mean, they had guys that were good, but
yeah. I think it would be close. Maybe Allen would probably get it, though, just because of, right. Daniels, you already have your award, and this guy's put the time in kind of thought process.
Yep. 803-0550. Rich in Lakeview wants to chime in early as we meander our way through an opening on a Wednesday. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great conversation, and I get it. Love Josh. Love what the Bills have done to turn around this community. But ultimately, you know, you say it's a quarterback award. It's a marketing award. And not to take anything away from what this young man has done in the NFL and the community. But who cares? I really don't care. I mean, who was the NFL MVP? Maybe because it's your job, you know, 5 years ago. I mean, I used to know every Heisman Award winner. You could put a gun to my head. I couldn't tell you the last five Heisman winners. in 1975, the Bills with O.J., the Braves with Bob McAdoo, and the Sabres with Gil Perreault had all three major sports, except baseball, of course, MVPs in one city. And ultimately, what does it matter? Get me a championship or get us. Let me say, I don't play for the team. But it's great. I'm glad. I think vicariously it gives us all relevance. But I think with the unending discussion, it's a marketing award and it's vicarious. Would I love the kid to win it? Yeah. Would it be awesome if our guy did it and he truly seems like one of our guys? Yeah, that's awesome. But in the long run, I mean, listen, this might be the unexpected year where some great things could happen. And maybe for the first time in nearly 60 years, personally, I'm enjoying this week by week and whatever happens. And if the kid is able to get some MVP or anybody else gets an award here, that's icing on the cake. But to me, it's not that big a deal. The team goals are the most important, but it'll be fun watching it play out.
I'm with you, Rich. The one thing, I'm looking for the poll that I posted back during training camp because it was one of my favorite questions we asked during camp. You know, we're out there at 6 a.m. thinking about the season that's coming. I posted the poll about MVP. Would you rather Josh Allen win the MVP or the Bills win the AFC if you knew they were not going to win a Super Bowl? Meaning, what would mean more to you? Going to the Super Bowl and losing, or Josh Allen winning the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And that poll's a lot closer, Rich, than I got to find the actual results. I feel like it was 60-40 Super Bowl. Again, you are losing. It's not against the win. But you would win the AFC. You would beat the Chiefs. You would have a Super Bowl appearance, which is not nothing. right? Wouldn't we take that right now to just go?
Would you rather get out of a non-Super Bowl excuse me.
Yeah. What would you rather get out of a non-Super
Bowl winning season for the Bills this year? Allen MVP or AFC title?
Yeah. What did it finish?
53% AFC title, 40% Allen MVP, 6% results.
Why did I put results in there? What an idiot.
6%.
Why did I do that?
Cowards, don't want to vote.
But at least 40%.
Yeah.
It would mean more or be better
if
he won the MVP than if they went to the Super Bowl and lost.
Well, there's a complex here. Bills fans do want Allen to get his flowers, right? Like, given how he was talked about when he was drafted, like, that's always going to be in the back of people's minds. And it will come down to, like, resume building at the end of his career. And I think you're going to want to look back on his career someday and say Super Bowl title, MVPs, All Pros, like, you're going to want to look
back
on that.
That's what you want. You want to build the Hall of Fame resume.
Like it or not, you know, like, I'm mostly agreeing with Rich. Like, I don't remember year to year every MVP, but I remember that Cam Newton's got an MVP. I'm going to remember that Lamar Jackson has multiple MVPs. I'm going to remember that Adrian Peterson won an MVP off a torn ACL. Like it or not, these guys will get judged a bit on that. I don't know that you would get judged if you don't have one, but if you look back on Allen's, maybe.
Well, let me say this. Is it, and this might be crazy to think about, but, you know, give us a call. We'll get more phone calls on this. Is it as simple as, Joe, in the age of social media, Bills fans, I mean, they want good things for Josh. I want the ability to, when I'm arguing with a fan about whose quarterback is better, I want to be able to pull out of my pocket a card that says MVP on it.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
When I argue with Baltimore, they pull out two of those cards.
Right.
When I argue with, pick another guy that won an MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
You want to say that Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers ever was? Like, you could make that. Ben Roethlisberger, did he win the MVP at any point? I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
Okay. So when Andrew Filippone says that he thinks Josh Allen's a poor man's Ben Roethlisberger, whatever he said like a couple months ago, and I'm like, actually, he's way better than Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
If I had an MVP, I could be like, bam, on the table. What do you got to say about that?
Right.
And isn't sports basically, what can I do to argue and support my guys? I just want to argue for my guys.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
Yes.
803-0550. Interesting. We'll get more calls on the other side if you'd like to join us at 803-0550. 40%. Revisiting that today. How's that hit, everybody? 40% would say it's better.
Mm-hmm.
They'd enjoy it more. They'd rather have an Allen MVP than an AFC title that does not produce a Super Bowl. If you're not winning a Super Bowl in either case, Allen MVP, 40% at least would take it. 803-0550. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast at 7:30. Sal at 8 as we start to push towards Miami and the Dolphins this week from Highmark Stadium. You can give us a call, 803-0550. John, we'll get to your call right on the other side. And anybody else who wants to jump on, you can here on WGR.